broadcasting live from the beautiful Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa in Young Harris, Georgia, 2016 Business Writers Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton from the Business Writers Conference 2016. Starting the day right. How's Stone?
Yeah, day two. This is a lot of fun. We got a chance to sit in on that last session, and as a result, we get a chance to visit with my workshop buddy, because when we had a little breakout exercise talking about why we wanted to write a book, we got a chance to visit. So please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Reinhardt University, Associate Professor and Dean of the McCamish School of Business, Dr. Catherine Hyatt. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Good.
So how's the conference been for you?
It has been fabulous. I've learned so much.
Now, have you written a book? Were you a speaker, participant? What's been your role here?
I've been a participant. I came and did the boot camp and also the conference.
So you're hardcore.
Look forward to writing a book one day, yes.
So you've never written a book?
Well, no. To be fair now, she is a doctor, so you wrote a dissertation.
Yes.
So you really have written a book.
Essentially.
I mean, there's a lot of work in that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can publish a dissertation?
Yes.
And that counts as a book? I don't know rules of engagement.
Well,
here.
I lived through two dissertations vicariously. Both of my parents have terminal degrees, and so I didn't have to do it myself, but I watched the pain and the anguish and the joy.
Yes.
So I know you have everything it takes to write as many books as you so desire.
I hope so.
Now, has anything struck you or resonated with you that you're going to kind of inspired you to get going on this book?
As part of the boot camp process, we worked on writing a proposal.
Uh-huh.
And how to write the proposal, and we presented it to our group.
How'd
and,
you do? Your
well,
group, did your group say they'll buy it?
Yes.
All right.
That's a win, right?
They also gave me some feedback that's going to help me refine my proposal, and so I hope to write a proposal in the next few weeks.
So you found it worthwhile. You've
yes.
enjoyed this. You're picking up a lot of
yes.
a lot of tips and techniques.
Yes, and meeting and networking with a lot of great people who I think will be instrumental.
Now, for future conferences, can you describe what you feel, who would get the most out of this experience?
Anyone that's interested in writing some type of business book.
So they don't have to have their idea that fleshed out. They can come in here kind of with even just the intention of, I'd like to maybe at some point in the future, that there would be value still of coming to this conference.
Yes. I've been talking about writing a book for years. I have tons of ideas, but I really didn't have anything fleshed out before.
Mm-hmm. And then this helped you kind of flesh out a little bit in your head to move to the next step.
The boot camp helped me think through who would be my target audience, who would read it, who would want to buy it, and where's the need?
So it kind of took something that was a overwhelming kind of a concept and
yes.
give you some process or some steps to follow, and now it feels more manageable.
Yes, definitely. I was telling my husband this morning that I really felt like I was going to take some action.
Fantastic. Well, I want to hear a little bit more about the backdrop, your work, your career. What compelled you to pursue a career in the academe, and what do you like best about it?
Well, first, I majored in business because I was not going to go into education.
Well, of course not.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, there you go.
Because when you were a little girl, you're like, one day I'll be a dean.
my mom retired as an assistant principal of an elementary school. And I said, you know, I'm not going to work in education. And so I majored in business and went to the University of Georgia, had a fabulous time, and started working in banking. And I worked in banking during the day, and I noticed the local technical college had a position open to teach adjunct accounting at night. And so I actually started teaching business office courses at night, one night a week. And I said, this is fabulous. It's so relaxing. It's something I enjoy doing. I want to do this full time. And so I left.
So you did it at first as just a hobby, as just something to do?
Yes. I had finished my master's, and
right.
so it was something that I wanted to try, and I loved it. And so I took the leap and started working in education, teaching full time, and started working on my doctorate.
But being the dean of the business, I mean, that's a full time job. That is by no stretch a hobby. I can tell you that, Lee. So you're going to have to, aside from really getting honed in on what you want to write your first book about, because I see more than one coming from you, you're going to have to get really organized and structured in your approach to preparing and writing books. And so maybe this has helped in that regard some too, right?
It has helped a lot in that regard. Just listening to the different experts and listening to their techniques, what worked for them, what didn't work for them. I've taken tons of notes. And so now I have a better idea of what process might work for me, what would be a good
strategy.
And then
now you have kind of a Rolodex filled with people you can contact if you do have questions moving forward, right?
Yes. And I'm already looking forward to coming to the conference in April. I've already put it on my calendar.
So you'll be at the April conference.
I want to do this again because it's been that valuable and that instrumental.
So now in your personal life, do you in the evenings do banking?
No. The
inverse didn't happen.
Some people do photography, you know.
Well, yeah, she was in banking, then she did the education, so I didn't know that later on that she flipped it.
A CrossFit style workout and taking the dog for a walk. Having some dinner. Nothing exciting.
So I know you're still fleshing it out, but on this first book, what are some topics or disciplines where you might focus this first book that are meaningful to you and you want to get out there?
Well, since this first book, I want to start with something that I already feel like I have some knowledge and expertise. So I'll start with leadership. My doctoral dissertation was on leadership and perceived organizational support. And so I feel like leadership and employee engagement would be a good start. But I also have an interest in resilience and many other business-related topics.
Well, those three right there, leadership and employee engagement.
That should keep you busy
for a while. Well, no, and we need the help out there. I mean, we have an opportunity, Lee and I, in a lot of cases, to get to know organizations and the culture. And I can tell you from practical experience, if you have something to offer those folks, then you're genuinely serving. That is fantastic.
And I'm passionate about this area.
I can tell. See, Lee and I, we have no such, I don't feel any obligation to write the next book on something that we have expertise in. Do you? Because then it's going to be awfully thin.
Right, we don't have that much expertise.
You probably have a lot more than you think.
But there may be a shot at writing a book about the people whom we've spoken to, who, as it turns out, particularly at a conference like this, have a great deal of expertise.
That would be an excellent idea. There are so many people, and they have such interesting stories that I think it could really help a lot of people.
That was probably a side benefit, too, with just your other participants getting to know them and their, you know, their book ideas and helping them kind of flesh it out.
Yes, and I really feel like, especially the people that I met at the boot camp, will continue to stay in contact.
Right, that's what Jack was saying, that the boot camp has kind of formed this tight bond where you're all kind of hanging out and you're and sharing your contact information and getting together.
Yes.
That was an unintended,
I think,
right?
So. But I think that they've put together
an interesting group, obviously, that it all kind of resonated with everybody.
An interesting group, and I think we'll also figure out a strategy to where we can keep each other abreast of.
And accountable.
And accountable.
Right?
And accountable. Abreast and accountable, the two A's, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There's
it's
another
important
book. Man, the ideas are just flowing. And not to dismiss the formal learning that's taking place here, because we do. I mean, we have Cracker Jack people with a great deal of experience. And there's just a great deal of genuine learning and discovery that can happen out at the vineyard or out on the deck. You know, that informal learning is every bit as valuable in an environment like this, isn't it?
Yes. I spoke the first night at dinner with one of the editors who's here. And he gave me a lot of really good feedback over dinner. And so it gave me some pause to think and some ideas to use in the future.
All right. So for some other folks out there who might just want to talk to someone who's been through this conference experience or someone who, and maybe they are looking at writing a book, be great if there's a way for them to reach out and connect with you, whatever's appropriate. I don't know if it's like LinkedIn or an email or a website address, or there's some coordinates where maybe someone out there could connect with you.
Sure. They can go to reinhart.edu and find me on their page. They could also email me, keh@reinhart.edu, or on LinkedIn. Now, if they put in Catherine Hyatt, they'll also have to put in Reinhardt to find me.
To narrow it down a bit.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on your progress. This is marvelous.
It is.
Exciting times.
Excited, yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Conference 2016.